This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's up tonight, man. It's the Vukubangena Breakfast Show. And as Usneze says, Sheila, we do have Mr. Minenhle Dlamini joining us in studio today. He is from Air Cancer South Africa. And tomorrow they're doing something amazing at MUT Emangosuthu. But he's going to tell us more about it. Workshop abanayo ngomso. Mr. Minenhle, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate your time, sir, for joining us.
Ngiyabonga ithuba lokuthi ngifila kwazi ukuzokhuluma MUT registration. Ngithanda ukuqala nje ngibingelela abalaleli emakhaya, ngibingelela uBudu awethu and usisi
Usne. Leka wala Usne zwele abhidisa, I know.
No, thank you so much, man. Minenhle ke uyithophako program coordinator khona laphayana at Cancer South Africa. Mhlawumbe nje, before we go any further, just tell us about the organization uphuma kuyona. What is it about? What is it all about?
Oh, okay. Inhlangano le ngiphuma kuyona ibizwa ngokuthi Cancer Association of South Africa. In short, bayijwayele ibizwa ngokuthi Cancer. Inhlangano le yasungula kudala ngonyaka ka 1931. Iqembu lo dokotela ngenxa yokukhathazeka nje ngabantu abaningi ababethola isifo somdlavuza. So inhlangano has been in existence for over 90 years leading the fight against cancer in South Africa. So in eminye siyenzayo, we go to communities, school, including tertiary institutions, to basically educate people about different types of cancers, mainly the top five cancers that are affecting men and women in our country. Educate them about some of the risky behaviors that may lead to more people getting cancer, the disease, such as smoking. And also educate them ukuthi uma sekwenzekileke watholakala unomdlavuza, how can you fight it? You know, what are some of the steps that you can take to fight cancer, the disease? We also have a group of social workers, psychologists, and trained volunteers provide that counseling, you know, to those that are affected by cancer, the disease. We also offer counseling over phone, telephonically, telecounseling in 7 different languages, where you don't have to physically come to our offices to get the counseling. We can call you wherever you are, and we offer it in 7 different languages. And also what we do advocacy work as well, where we advocate for cancer patients and also look at our laws as well in our country and evaluate them in terms of do we have strong enough laws that are protecting people, especially young people, from getting cancer, the disease. So those are just some of the things that we do in our organization.
Wow, it's a beautiful work, man.
That's beautiful for all. For the fact that it's been here for so long, it means they're doing well.
And nisebenza kanjani? Do you go to communities, kuma campaigns, or niyabizwa? How does a community get to engage with cancer?
Yeah, so siyama communities, as I've said before, we also have a group of trained volunteers come from different communities, so they do awareness campaigns and education within their communities. Also people they can invite us as well, schools, social institutions, even corporate world as well. They do invite us to come there, educate, and also do screenings as well, where we check for cancer.
A huge one in South Africa, lung cancer. And I think it goes along with which is the tobacco. It's huge. Tell us more about tobacco, nobungozi bayo. Because as I was thinking about this conversation yesterday, ngingazibuza ukuthi, is there an acceptable kukhona itobacco evumelekile ukuthi ibe khona emzimbeni, or acceptable ukuthi, I know, at least up to this point, just like alcohol. Abanye would say ukuthi alcohol, you can take alcohol up to this consumption, you cannot exceed because it might be dangerous to your health and all that. Is that the same with itobacco?
It's totally different when it comes to why. So any amount of tobacco yenza umonakalo, no matter how small it is. So including the newer products as well that we are seeing growing in our community, such as your Hubleys, your Vapes. So any amount.
Oh, that's a good statement. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens is, if I can just explain briefly, Ugwayi, according to scientists when they do research, it has about over 7,000 chemicals that are harmful, and 70 of those are known to cause cancer. So when you smoke, umubhemi ugwayi, ayinto eyenzakalayo la ma-chemicals angena egazini ngesikhathi udonsa intuthu angena egazini. So ngesikhathi ngena egazini ahamba umzimba wakho wonke. Lokho kusho ukuthini? Kusho ukuthi wonke la ma-cancer causing substances asuke sigcwele umzimba wakho wonke. Into yokuqala afika ayenze emzimbeni athake immune system yakho, enze kube nzima umzimba wakho ulwe some of the cancerous cells that may form as a result of these chemicals. And then okulandelayo lapho kusho ukuthi ungayiqala noma kuphi cancer emzimbeni wakho. So it's not just lung cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you smoke, you can literally get cancer anywhere in your body, from your lips, inside your mouth, your tongue, your throat,
your brain,
your lungs, your brain, even breast for women as well, even prostate for men. So ugwayi kahle kahle is responsible for over 15 different types of cancers.
Would you say even weed is also that effective?
Well, in terms of research, abukho ubufakazi esinabo obukhombisayo ukuthi i-weed may lead to cancer, but anything nge smoke and chemicals engena emzimbeni wakho is not good for you. So the only thing oyidinga emzimbeni is actually oxygen. That's what you need to bring, oxygen. You need air. So anything that is smoke is not good for you.
Yeah. Now we are into some of it. It does not only affect our lungs, it can affect even any part of your body because you're consuming chemical.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You are consuming our chemicals. It's crazy. So umofika kumuntu who is addicted to tobacco. I'm just asking out of curiosity. Do you tell them to stop now, or you say at least take this? Like, how does it process kanjalo? Is it hamba kanjani?
Oh, that's a difficult one because once you are addicted, it's very difficult to quit.
To stop.
Yeah. So I can't just walk up to any person and say, "My guy, you need to quit this because you're gonna have 1, 2, and 3." It's very difficult because it's like addiction. You should worry about some of the consequences. It's not an easy thing, but we always try and encourage people. So we do have programs in our organization like Ikik, but this is Abantu, Abatanda, Ugegugwai. We also work with the National Council Against Smoking that specializes on helping people who want to quit. But yeah, it is very difficult. So we always try and encourage. Hence is why Kenta is one of the organizations that are in the forefront of advocating for the new tobacco control bill, which will try and reduce, you know, the consumption of these products and also encourage people that would like to quit smoking by supporting them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the upcoming tobacco and cancer workshop that's happening, I believe, tomorrow. But tell us more about that. What can we expect from that event, and where is it taking place?
Event access, it's basically a workshop as a bikona lana MUT and a pagati. The reason we chose the MUT, as I've mentioned in the beginning, we have these newer products.
Okay.
You know, your vapes, your habits, which are cool, you know, amongst young people.
Sure.
So even how they are being advertised as a product that are less harmful.
Exactly.
You know, as compared to your traditional tobacco product. So we are seeing more and more younger people that are starting to smoke as a result of these products. So we decided to come to MUT and do a workshop, you know, to basically teach about the harms of tobacco products, including your traditional and the newer product. And also to just alert, you know, our young people, students, about how they are being targeted, you know, how these tobacco industries are targeting them by creating these newer products that are more appealing to them, and what are some of the strategies that the industry is using to try and recruit them as the next generation of nicotine addicts. Yeah, so we're gonna have like different guests, some from South African Medical Research Council that are gonna be here with us to basically engage with students. And also, as I've mentioned, there's a new bill, a new tobacco control bill that will try, you know, to protect young people from being targeted by the industry, and also will try to close the gaps, you know, within the current existing tobacco control law, and would also try to save lives. The number of people that were losing as a result of these tobacco products. So we want to also use this opportunity to inform, you know, our young people about this new bill, how they can get involved and how they can support this new bill as well that will try to protect them.
No, definitely, man.
I'm just here wondering, Uguti, why would companies make or even produce products as zobulala bantu? Like, abona manje, now that we're talking about my vapes and hubblies, why do they continue to produce zobulala? Like, that's crazy.
And if you think about it, tobacco itself, like ugwayi, has been produced for many years.
So, baba, tuga teba pe ma ibo jovo ingwele. Man, so kana ma happy now. They are the same. Oh Lord.
Yeah, you know? No, it's dangerous. I look forward to this workshop, man. Mm-hmm, so it's taking place tomorrow from what time? 10.
From 10 to 12. Yes.
10 to 12 tomorrow. I think so. Sazo, confirm if venue could wait about an MUT. But yeah, no, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us. Really looking forward to this one. It's a good one. And we're going to encourage, even across the day today, encourage all the students to be part of that workshop because it's okuvulumkon. Because as you were saying, to us, at least it's like, I know, at least.
Yes. Yeah, also, another thing I wanted to ask is that maybe let's say we're in a room together like this and then Awetu doesn't smoke, I smoke. If I smoke in the room where Nai Ekona, how does that affect him? We are affected if he inhales nje umoya.
I hate that, by the way.
Yes, that's correct. So it can affect him. So when you smoke, remember lama chemicals the way apuma akona apuma ifu sushi sukwai. It doesn't matter whether you're smoking herbly or vape. So in truth, you wanna lose get some chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start inhaler yena, lomuntu luanga bemi, it does affect. So ushukuti na engatola some of these tobacco related illnesses such as cancer, heart diseases, and stroke, and so forth. And currently, globally, tobacco is killing over 8 million people.
Jesus Christ!
Each and every year. And 1.3 million of those people are people that are non-smokers, people that are exposed to secondhand smoke.
Yo.
So it actually can affect.
Can you imagine though, like you?
Imagine someone, you die from something you didn't even consume.
Someone is inhaling lama chemicals. Let's say our keeper. Then my keeper when you are inhaler.
Imagine that.
It's crazy. No, looking forward to the workshop tomorrow at 10 a.m. Gonna confirm the day, the venue, towards the along Usuku Sizukuthi izobikuphi. But thank you so much for someone who wants to get in contact with you. Sinthola kanjani on which website? Mhlawumbe Michael.
We do have cancer website. It's actually cancer, as in like cancer, C for kids, A for apple, and sa.org.za. That is our website. And then, that's where you get us. You find all our telephone numbers, how to contact us, because we are a national organization. The number that you may use to contact our KZN office may be different from depending on what you need as well.
Is it free to get services from you?
Yes. Okay. We're also available on WhatsApp as well. So just give me a minute to confirm.
But it's yabona into my free go free ukuthi ungayithola kalula, and obviously you know that you need help.
You need it.
As good to know, man.
But it takes a very strong person to say, you know what, at this point I need help.
Exactly, you will get help, definitely. But yeah, we did mention ukuthi there is a tobacco and cancer workshop. Probably it might be North Campus, but we don't know. We confirm as usuku luhamba on other shows as well, ukuthi which venue is going to be. And now, number one, ukuthi mhlambe we are see totally. Do we have it?
Yeah. Okay. In number, it's 08 00 22 66 22. That's our toll free number.
Please repeat the number again.
It's 08 00 22 66 22.
Thank you so much.
I know.
Got that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Minenhle Dlamini, for joining us on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.